Good morning. Yes, good morning. 10:36 a.m. It's late morning here, but it's above 20, just barely above 20 degrees. It's, yesterday afternoon it got up to about 34. Ooh. 19 minutes, 18:55 on the first mile. Of course, that includes the stop for the photograph, but yeah, I'm not moving very fast. I have snow underfoot. I am cold. I'm out of shape. I haven't walked in, today's the 11th, I haven't walked in 8 days. So I'm not pushing very hard today. I'm just making a point to get out and get moving. Get out and get the stink blowed off, as my mother used to say. So yeah, I've been mostly cooped up inside for the better part of the last week and a bit. So I've had sick kids, sick wife, sick me. That's been quite a week, but I think I'm about ready to get back on the horse. I did get some recording done. I didn't get enough done. I didn't get it all done yet, but I've got some. And if the kid will go down and take a nap this afternoon instead of thrashing around upstairs, then perhaps I can get some more in this afternoon. I do have to make a grocery run, for I don't have anything to fix for dinner. So that's kind of a problem. So yeah, I'm not going to have a completely clear afternoon, but betterish. So yeah, that's welcome to my life. It's kind of boring. Lately, this week, it's been hang out, try not to freeze. In the cellar, it's nice and warm. It's below grade, so we don't get any of the chill. But everything else is upstairs. So, you know, you go upstairs and get a cup of coffee and scurry back to the basement where it's warm. I had a dentist appointment this week. I've got to go back. It's not going to be good. I've got much drilling. One of the old fillings has developed some decay around its edge, which does not bode well for what's underneath it. So yeah, it's not gonna be pretty. But I have faith in this dentist, so that's a good thing. So other than that, it's been pretty low-key. I've been kind of revamping and regrouping after my month of writing furiously. It's 3 books, for those of you who don't read the other blogs, 3 books. All with editors. Owner share, South Coast, and the latest ones, I fear is called The Hermit of Lammas Wood, are all with editors. One of them will get published, well, within the next couple of months. As soon as one of them comes back from an editor, I will, I'll put it together and get it out there. Now, the beauty of this is that none of these books are waiting on anything else. I don't have to, you know, it's not like they're follow-ons to a series. The books themselves are all either like Hermit, the end of a series, or like South Coast, the beginning of the series. Ownershare is the end of a series. and all the previous books are published. So these represent all of the books that I have not yet published. 7 of the 10 are out, and we're just waiting for the last 3 to get through editing. Somebody's backing up. So it's actually quite lovely. I just made the turn. I'm heading sort of southeast down in the neighborhoods. So there's window breaks on either side. There's no breeze down here. It's quite nippy. It's not a stiff breeze, but it's certainly enough to generate a little bit of wind chill out in the open. But it is still quite a lovely morning, despite the fact that I am bundled up. I've got on my fleece hood, regular hood, 2 shirts, parka, gloves. I need to get some long johns, I think. Or go find the ones I own. I actually own some. I should go dig them out. Ah, long crud. I still have this drainage. And I'm pretty sure it's something like bronchitis. One of the many reasons that I didn't want to go out and make that worse. I had an episode not too long before I stopped walking in the cold where I got a chill in the house. I was fully dressed and everything, and I started shivering as if I had a fever, but I took my temperature, and if anything, it was half a point low or something. But I couldn't stop shivering. I finally had to crawl into bed and huddle under the covers to get the shivering under control so I could breathe. It was quite scary. It's pretty common with this arthritis. This kind of arthritis that I have, which is ankylosing spondylitis, or sometimes psoriatic spondylitis. I have quite a lot of psoriasis now, so I suspect we've migrated from plain old ankylosing spondylitis to psoriatic spondylitis. And it's cascading. So I have it on my head, and it cascades down into my eyebrows and across the top of my ears and all over the rest of my body in small patches. It's rather tedious, quite tedious actually, but so it goes. I'm an old man with bad skin. Yeah, okay, I can live with that. Slippery, slippery. Some of the sidewalks are shoveled, some of the sidewalks are not. Some of the roads are still pretty well packed down with ice, because we've really literally only had one day of temperatures above freezing in over a week. There's been very few days where the temperatures have been above freezing. I think one, which was yesterday. And the rest of the time, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, it would get up to 15, maybe 20. Most mornings it was single digits. It was quite a long stretch where the morning temperatures were sub-zero. I was like, no, that's not fun. And so I decided that I would be a fragile little old man with bad skin and not walk. Yeah, there's a lot of snow here. Not too surprising. There's no snow on my walks, though. I got out there and scraped them down. I have two scoops, one that does a good job on surface and one that does a good job just moving bunches of snow. So two passes, one with the snow mover and one with the scraper, worked out pretty well. Didn't have to overdo on any single pass. It was all very relatively low trauma, other than the fact that it was cold. And I apparently have no upper body strength left. So, yeah, so there's that. Probably need to do something about that too. Yes, yes, yes. Have to print out that Batman workout sheet. So going around on the internet is a set of exercises. Monk pull. Hello, monk pull. Crunches and sit-ups and jumping jacks, and you're supposed to do 10 reps of 10 a day. I'll be looking to do 5 sets and reps or reps and sets or whatever. I'd be lucky to do 5 of them in a row. Gotta get this writing thing moving. So anyway, yep, off we go. Hop, hop, hop. I'm not walking very fast. I'm just not gonna happen today. I'd like to save something and maybe walk tomorrow too, so that would be good if I didn't injure myself trying to get back in the swing. We'll ease into it slowly. But yeah, I'm glad I waited until it was a little bit warmer. And a little bit warmer is really quite literally